Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.
To speak to entrepreneurs about their journey, right? The challenges that they've had, how they try to attain success. But today we switch it up a bit by really getting into the minds of one particular entrepreneur who, together with his business partner and the company that they've established, have managed to build such a mammoth entity which drives investments essentially into brand companies as well as marketing divisions, PR as well, and communications, all feeding off of each other and really changing the narrative with regard to entrepreneurship in South Africa and, of course, wealth creation. Coupled with that, we'll also get into his mind just to understand how the branding narrative within South Africa has actually changed slightly. But in studio, I would read your accolades, but I think we'll be here till 6 going on about your awards. And a familiar voice, actually, to Afropolitans, as he's previously hosted Influential Fridays. Zibusiso Mkhwanazi is the group CEO of M&N Brands. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. It's great to be back here.
I just might step aside and Brad Eddie will continue with the controls and you'll run with the show.
No pressure today.
I don't know if I managed with the introduction of your company, but it's just a phenomenal story and a phenomenal entity that you run, which has all these little sub-segments of it, which, however, are all interlinked. But for the Afropolitan who's listening in their car right now, might have actually interacted with one of your companies that you have as an investment, yeah. Who is M&N Brands and what is it that you try to do in the South African market?
So M&N Brands was formed, to be honest, out of frustration. You know, I started a company called Avatar 7 years ago, which yes. actually turned 7 very soon. And this company today is South Africa's largest black-owned and managed advertising agency. And that's our primary investment. So that was our first business. But we thought to ourselves, okay, we've built that, but what's the next step? What's the next big thing? Mm. And the next big thing for us is continental ambitions, because as it currently stands right now, there is no African-owned agency network in the whole continent. It doesn't yeah. exist. If you want to do business with multiple countries on this continent, you know, you have to go to like European businesses, American businesses. You have to go through them to reach other Africans. Sure. And I just don't understand how that is. So that's what motivated the starting of M&N Brands. So phase one of M&N Brands is to build a network of agencies and related businesses here in South Africa, which is what we've done. You know, so with Avatar, we've built PR businesses, we've acquired events and activations businesses, we've got an entertainment business as well, we've got a media business, we are a publisher as well. Mm. So all of these different entities feed off one another, one way or the other, adding value to our clients at the end of the day.
I'm intrigued by this thinking of the continental growth and making sure that you don't necessarily operate in one particular sector in isolation. Is that the thinking that you drive with many of the other peers that you work with? Because for many South Africans, we think of entrepreneurship. I want to start my own company. I want to own it yeah. and perhaps just develop and grow it just to sell it off at a later stage.
Yeah, yeah. Look, no one man is an island. Mm. And collaborating and working with other people, you know, that's where growth really comes from. You know, that's what I've learned. I mean, having started this business at the age of 17, well, its roots before it, what it is now, I never had the opportunity of going to business school or fancy things like that. It's literally collaborating with other people. So that's why I actually learned that actually working with other people, that's really how you grow as a human being in many ways. And the principle of starting a single business and then expanding out into others, you know, it's starting one, getting it right. And once yeah. you've got it right, what can complement it? So the thinking in my case was, why is it that I'm creating a product? You know, in this case, it can be a radio ad, a TV ad, or Facebook, or whatever the case might be. And I'm handing it over to someone else to go and place it for me, you yes. know, so someone that will make the decision that let it go on SABC or whatever, or Kaya FM, whatever the case might be. Why do I need to hand that over to someone else? Why can't we do that ourselves? So we did a very brave thing and we formed a media agency. you know, in South Africa. The type of, there's lots of barriers to entry into this business, but we used our existing base to make sure we get into that space. And we said, okay, since we own the media agency, then the next step is placement, you know, yes, actual placement of the media. Why can we not own media outlets as well? You know, and that's when we did a deal earlier this year to acquire a digital publisher.
This is Kipani.com. Exactly. And I'm glad that you mentioned that perhaps it's a symbiotic relationship, yeah, where it's different organizations, but the vision is the same, and it's full ownership of the complete value chain. Even the mere fact that you're here today is because Avatar, your PR agency, reached out to us to tell us about Azikipani, which was acquired by your holding company, yeah, MNN. So complete ownership across the board. And that also, you know, gives us insight as to what changes you've seen within the industry in the various pockets that you managed to play in, especially when it comes to a branding point of view,
yeah,
for the black audience in South Africa.
Yeah.
Because now you literally influence from the ideation,
yep,
to the implementation.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and
what have you seen? And that's exactly what I want to get into. You,
yeah,
know, have you changed some stereotypes with regard to how things have been done in the past,
yeah,
and opted for various routes which, yeah, might not have been tested or even, yeah, tried in the,
yeah,
past?
Yeah. Look, I think a lot of lessons have been learned in our advertising industry, where, you know, before, a great ad used to be, you know, our grandmothers dancing for cash. You, mm, know what I mean? That was a great ad once upon a time. And you know, I heard you talking about Vodacom. You know, active citizenship, you know, tends to drive, you know, brand narratives in itself. And you've seen a lot of protest about the way in which, you know, consumers are being spoken to, black consumers in particular. And so the approach has changed, because what we seek to do is, you know, we know that, you know, South Africa operates differently in different places, made out of multiple demographics. And we set out to build a business that reflects those demographics,
yes,
so that we can produce advertising, you know, that speaks to South Africa in its diversity, A. But B, in order to do that, you also have to understand South Africans themselves, you know, and so we do that from a data and insights-driven approach. So
how do you do it? Is it more than just asking 100 people to fill in a survey?
Okay, I'm about to scare you now. All right. So there's multiple ways of doing it. So we can get into consumer databases. So the stuff that on debt, credit cards, so all the bureaus look like compiled data about,
sure,
you as people. We take all those multiple databases, and then we can then start to understand you as a person. We can then target you on social platforms, because you also do things on social platforms. We take that data there and we overlay it with consumer data. And then once we do that, then we understand what your interests are. We get an idea how much you earn. Then we can also understand your media usage patterns. Mm. So we can then actively target you with things that interest you on platforms that you are most likely to be on.
Makes sense.
You know, so build an entire profile about you as an individual. Then we can get to spaces where, of course, we understand you, the way in which we say things. Let's say we know that you are a black female Sotho speaking consumer. We can throw in Sotho slang, you know, in that piece of communication that an English speaking white male wouldn't see.
I find this so interesting, because I think within the construct of branding and marketing in South,
yeah,
Africa at the moment, sometimes we're not even sure if it's a push or pull effect. And by that,
yeah,
I mean, as a brand specialist, do you find that you are mirroring what is actually taking place in society through the research that you've actually managed to collate? Or are you leading us into new realms of identification because of what it is that you're sharing with us? So, typical example, does Gugu like champagne because that's what everyone else is doing out there and she opts to do that?
Yeah.
Or does she genuinely like it and has, you know, the ability to purchase it? As such, let's speak to her interests.
Yes. Well, it's the second. You know, does she genuinely like it, and does she have the ability? Because data gives us exactly that. You,
yeah,
know, data gives us such a rich understanding of what resonates with you as an individual. But, you know, but the thing is, once you understand, it's also being relevant, you know, because you can understand someone, you know, but then if you're irrelevant with your product, you know, so So if you, if we know, example, you are a mother of three, as an example,
mm-hmm.
we're not exactly going to try and sell you a product that is against that one fact. You know, you're not likely to buy a motorbike. Not that you wouldn't, but it's unlikely to happen. You know, but you are likely to buy an SUV, you know what I mean, or a car like that, et cetera, et cetera. And how it is branded. So let's say we also know that maybe you're an adrenaline junkie. So the type of SUV that we'll sell you is the sports version instead of the mommy's vehicle.
With the safety controls and enough space for three places Thank you so much, Sibusiso. I mean, there's so much more that we could delve into, but our time is just limited, unfortunately. But I really think you've given us something to consider as African entrepreneurs. Data.
Yeah.
Not only just using it adequately, sourcing it correctly,
yeah.
and making sure that our service offering or even the products that we are developing do speak to the client base from a relevance point of view. A great pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Invitation.
All the more reason to get you back on the show. Afropolitans, we've been in conversation with the group CEO of MNN Brands, Sibusiso Mkhwanazi. Do feel free to log on to kaifm.co.za, click on FM Rewind, click on KaiBiz, and get a quick refresher of this conversation. And hopefully, you'll also feel empowered. That's how we wrap up the show for today, though. We'll be back again tomorrow, wrapping up the week's activities on the business front on KaiBiz between 5
Rewinding. Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.